the right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Hello and welcome to the Bob Marley Ghost Show here at X106.1 FM. This is a low-power FM station. You can also tune us in at valleymedia.org, where you can click on KQRP to listen to this and other shows, such as The Morning Mayor with Carmen Sabatino, music from local indie bands, Amy Goodman with the news from Democracy Now!, and lots of other good stuff. On this station, there are no sponsors. What does that mean? That means there is no censorship of what is said. You don't have corporations standing over our shoulders saying, if you say this or that, we're going to pull our advertising. No, none of that here. So, no BS either. Well, you make up your mind on that one. The healthcare debate has heated up, and as usual, the Republicans are up to their usual lies and scare tactics. Sarah You Betcha Palin has claimed that there would be death squads or death panels under the currently proposed bills. Followers of the scare squad are showing up at town hall meetings, wherever they are being held, yelling about those death panels and socialist health care. Of course, many of those touting the loudest or shouting the loudest are enrolled in Medicare and see no inconsistency in their claims that a public option would be that evil old socialism. There was a good editorial in the local newspaper today, and the discussion was about calling the liars out there liars, the ones who are telling all these lies about death panels and socialism and so on. But it also talks about the media and how they are in a feeding frenzy over this. They show the same old clips over and over and over of people yelling or whatever. And let's face it, why do they do that? Why do they show those clips of town hall meetings where people are yelling socialism and death panels and so on? Because they get viewers that way. People just flock to their TV news hours to watch this stuff. And, hey, the more people that see the news, the more people see the advertisements of their advertisers. And that's what it's all about. She points out that there's a lot of... Well, it's kind of weird because this anti-healthcare thing is a lot like what the Republicans did with the Swift vote Veterans for Truth back in that presidential election. They told anything but the truth, and of course, scared a lot of the American public. One of the people out there, one of the Republicans, is saying that there's more anger in America today than any time they can remember, and that's Arlen Specter. Seriously, I mean, is there more anger than there was during the Vietnam War or during Watergate or, say, September the 11th? What do you think? What really is the problem is that the press has abdicated its role in doing journalism that investigates, investigative journalism. They just jump on the bandwagon of lies and fear and promote that because that draws people watching their programs, and of course that makes their sponsors happy. Well, many of those people who oppose the public health care option are they're touting our current system as the best in the world. We may have some of the best technology, but that hardly equates to the best health care. In my last program, I pointed out that there are nearly 200,000 hospital deaths in the U.S. annually due to errors in surgery and follow-up care. You can verify this, don't believe me. You can verify it for yourself by simply doing an internet search of annual hospital deaths. You know, this is an outrage, but it continues anyway. One local letter writer to a local newspaper claimed that many come here for treatment, but few go outside the country for it. What about those thousands and thousands, maybe millions, who go to Mexico or Canada for prescription medicine that they can't afford to buy here in the United States? Isn't that medical treatment? What do you think? Another writer claimed that there aren't enough good doctors to treat all of the people who would be added to the insurance rolls if we had a public plan, a public health insurance plan. If that is true, what makes them think that we will ever have enough doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals to do the job? To me, this is just an appeal to the mañana strategy of getting things done. What do you think? And while we're on the subject, let's look at the facts about just how this country rates in healthcare outcomes. Life expectancy and infant mortality rates are two of the best gauges of that. A recent graph in a local newspaper shows that the U.S. is 30th, yes, I said 30th, in the world in life expectancy at 76.1 years. We trail behind such industrial giants as Austria, Iceland, Switzerland, and Luxembourg. And it turns out we also trail those socialists in Canada, France, and England. We have the highest infant mortality rate in the world, except for Mexico and Turkey, who are higher. Now that's something to be proud of, isn't it? We also have the highest maternal deaths in the world, again, except for Mexico and Turkey. So, when someone tells you that we have the best healthcare system in the world, you know that they have not done their homework. They heard somebody else say it, maybe somebody on Fox Propaganda Network, but they did not do their own homework. You can do it. Just go on the internet and search for that information. Infant mortality, longevity, life longevity and stuff like that. Well, the news is that the Obama administration may be willing to drop its public option health care in favor of nonprofit health cooperatives. To me, that is kind of a cop-out. It is a cop-out. I don't think the president has done a good job in selling that part of his health care initiative. He needed to do that more strongly. He's a little late to get out there and start talking to the American people and answering their questions. Several shows ago, I talked about racism and hate crimes in the U.S., where I quoted statistics from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, the language of hate is expanding on both radio and the internet. Most recently, an internet radio host was jailed after he published the names, addresses, and locations of anti-truck bomb barriers of three federal judges who rejected the NRA, the National Rifle Association's, attempt to overturn a pair of handgun bans. The man who did this is Hal Turner, who broadcasts out of Chicago. He was arrested and is currently in jail awaiting trial for threatening these judges. Is this anything different than the mafia threatening judges? What do you think? Well, recently, President Obama had been depicted as a Nazi and the slain abortion doctor George Tiller as Tiller the Killer. Of course, the twisted mind of his killer probably looks at himself as a saint. Well, back to Turner. His attorneys claim that prosecuting attorneys overreacted. They say he gave an opinion He did not say, go out and kill. What he said in one of his broadcasts is that the only thing standing in the way of judges and government achieving ultimate power is the fact that we the people have guns. Now that is very much in jeopardy. He further quoted Thomas Jefferson saying, the tree of liberty must be replenished from time to time, and the blood of tyrants and patriots, and then he added, it's time to replenish the tree. He said again, the tree of liberty must be replenished from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots. And then he said, it's time to replenish the tree. In another quote, he says, these judges deserve to be made such an example of as to send a message to the entire judiciary. Obey the Constitution or die. Now, if that isn't a call to arms to kill these judges by giving their names, their addresses, where they work, and their protection at work, what is? What if somebody made those threats against you, you personally? How would you interpret them? Would you say, oh, he has a right to say that? Well, you know, there are certain things that we don't have the right to do, to incite riots and to encourage the murder of judges. To me, that goes well beyond the bounds of free speech, and I hope the courts agree. What do you think? My wife and I saw a movie on Saturday at the State Theater called Food, Inc. There was a larger crowd there than I expected, but I noticed that about 90% of that crowd was in the over 50 age group. The younger set might be more interested if the movie was more aggressively promoted. They really need to see this film, and so do you. I came away from the film feeling as if we are most definitely living under fascism in America. Fascism in terms of the merging of business and government, but where corporations behave like dictators. This movie exposes the fallacy that the family farm is feeding America. It shows us where our food comes from, how it is processed, and how it is marketed to us. It will grip you in your gut and have you shaking your head in disdain. When you see the certain and exact connections of food producers to government agencies who are supposed to be protecting us, where they control how these agencies operate, you are going to be very concerned for your health and that of your children and your grandchildren. But please, don't take my word for it. Go and see this very important film at the State Theater and tell your friends and relatives to see it. I promise you that you will be both glad and sad that you did. It's showing at the State Theater in downtown Modesto on Friday, August 21st at 7 p.m. and again on Saturday, August 22nd at both 3:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. Again, it will be at the State Theater in downtown Modesto. State Theater is in the local telephone directory. It'll be at the State Theater on Friday, August 21st, 7 p.m., and Saturday, August 22nd, at both 3:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. Well, that wraps up another Bob Marley Ghost Show. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear here, tell a friend. And remember, you have two ways to listen to these and other shows. You can tune in to X106.1 FM, and you can go to valleymedia.org and click on KQRP. And remember, always stand up for your rights.